This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Biden hoping Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's apparent death will spur Congress into approving more aid for Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
President Biden says Alexei Navalny's apparent death brings new urgency to the need for more U.S. aid to Ukraine. Asked if the Russian opposition leader's reported passing will spur the GOP-led House to act.
I hope to God it helps.
With U.S. officials saying Ukrainian troops are running out of vital munitions in the fight against Russia. But the House has not moved on a Senate-passed bill to send billions more in aid to Ukraine and has now gone on a recess.
2 weeks. What are they thinking? My God.
The president says the clock is ticking as concerns grow over whether the U.S. is still a reliable ally. Earlier this week,
we are not going to be forced into action.
And while House Speaker Mike Johnson says he personally supports aiding Ukraine, his plan for moving the aid is unclear. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has signed a bilateral security agreement with France. It comes hours after he officialized a similar deal with Germany on Friday. It is a signal of long-term support as Kyiv works to shore up Western support nearly 2 years after Russia launched its full-scale war. Zelensky met in Berlin with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, who said Berlin is providing another 1.1 billion euro package of military aid. He then met with French President Emmanuel Macron, who said France is providing an additional package worth 3 billion euros. Ukraine signed last month its first such bilateral agreement with the UK. Macron said he would travel to Ukraine by mid-March. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com.